This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. State officials say exports by Missouri businesses rose by 6% in the first half of the year compared with the same period in 2011. Governor Jay Nixon said yesterday that revenues from exports to other countries totaled $7.5 billion from January through June, putting them on pace to hit nearly $15 billion for the year. Last year, Missouri businesses sold $14.1 billion worth of goods abroad. Canada, Mexico, and China are Missouri's leading export markets. Nixon's office says the state's top exports include vehicles, industrial equipment, and electronic machinery. As public school starts today in both Columbia and Jefferson City, those school districts are dealing with a surge in student enrollment. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports that several teachers have been hired at the last minute to maintain a healthy ratio of students to instructors.
Although enrollment numbers are expected to fluctuate for the next few weeks, Columbia and Jefferson City have added several teachers at the elementary level to accommodate the influx of younger students. David Luther, an assistant superintendent in Jefferson City, says he's seen a trend in increasing numbers over the past 4 years, especially in the earliest grade levels. Indeed, 100 additional students have enrolled in kindergarten through fifth grade since last year.
We were prepared for these numbers more or less. We did have to add one kindergarten class at North Elementary, and so we hired a teacher.
That teacher was hired about 10 days ago. Luther says the district has about three teachers on standby just in case enrollment swells in the first week of classes. In Columbia, a handful of teachers already have been added. And while the numbers are still fuzzy, spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district is ready to add more teachers should the numbers warrant it.
We've set aside a contingency fund to account for any of the sudden spikes we might see in enrollment as kids come to us those first couple weeks of school so that we can address those needs immediately.
Each district abides by the student-to-teacher ratio suggested by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. For younger students, the class size is smaller, and it grows as the students progress to middle school and high school. So where exactly are all these kids coming from? Baumstark and Luther say reasons could include new families moving in or the affordability of public school over private school. School officials will have a better idea in a few weeks once the numbers settle down and the summer vacation stragglers show up for roll call. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Electric bills are on the way down for some residents of western Missouri thanks to a decline in fuel prices. The Missouri Public Service Commission has reduced the fuel adjustment charge for Kansas City Power and Light's greater Missouri operations. Fuel adjustment clauses allow power companies to adjust rates for changes in the price of natural gas. The reduction takes effect on September 1st, and regulators say monthly electric bills will decline about $1.91 for the average residential customer in KCP&L's Missouri Public Service area. The Missouri Department of Conservation has been working to rid its lands around the state of feral hogs. The department said yesterday that wild hogs have been damaging crops and habitat. The agency says they're especially troublesome during the current drought because they get into shallow farm ponds and streams and pollute the water. The department says most of Missouri's feral hogs have been released illegally by people who intend to hunt them or charge fees for guiding hunters. The Conservation Department is asking people who see the hogs on its lands to contact the agency or a local conservation agent. A Columbia grocer convicted of violating federal sanctions against Iraq by sending money overseas is preparing to start a 3-year prison sentence later this month. Former University of Missouri nuclear scientist Shakir Hamoudi owns the World Harvest Market. He pleaded guilty in 2009 to sending about $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in his native Iraq from 1991 to 2003. A federal judge sentenced Hamoudi in May, but he was allowed to remain free until after the Islamic holiday of Ramadan. Supporters want Hamoudi's federal sentence commuted, but acknowledge the odds are long. They're holding a potluck supper on August 25th in Columbia to show support for the market, which will remain open and be operated by one of Hamoudi's sons. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill made a campaign stop in St. Louis yesterday, where she touted her work as an advocate for the state's farmers. As St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, the incumbent senator is accusing her Republican opponent of blocking critical assistance for farmers.
Speaking at the historic Soulard Farmers Market near downtown St. Louis, Senator McCaskill laid into Republican Congressman Todd Akin for his opposition to the Senate version of the Farm Bill, which includes disaster assistance for farmers and ranchers reeling from this year's record drought. Were it not for Tea Party Republicans like Akin, McCaskill says, that relief would be well on its way.
I don't think that Mr. Akin comprehends how big this problem is. He actually said not too long ago that he thought the farm programs were kind of like bailouts.
In the past, Aiken said he opposes the Senate Farm Bill for its inclusion of food stamps and other entitlement programs. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
Donors have stepped forward to make sure a rally to support Muslims in Joplin will be held. The Neighbors Joplin Mosque Rally will be held Saturday at Landreth Park. Organizer Ashley Carter said several people contributed $2,500 this week to fund the rally, which will feature speakers and entertainment. The event was planned after a suspicious fire destroyed the Islamic Society of Joplin's mosque on August 6th. A reward totaling $25,000 has been offered for information on the fire. The FBI is investigating. The Joplin Globe reports the Islamic Circle of North America, a Muslim relief organization, has donated 500 backpacks of school supplies to thank Joplin residents for their support of the city's Muslim community. A state House member from Southwest Missouri says he'll seek a recount after a narrow loss in his Republican primary election. Election results certified in Greene County this week show incumbent Thomas Long losing to challenger Jeff Messenger by 28 votes in the August 7th primary. Long told the Springfield News Leader on Wednesday he'll ask to have the ballots in the 130th House District counted again. Missouri law allows candidates to request recounts if they lose by less than 1% of the total vote. Long of Battlefield was first elected to the Missouri House in 2010 from a different district. He chose to run in the 130th district after this year's political redistricting. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.